You're not quite level. You gotta raise your end. See, it's not in the center yet? Okay, raise up your end, back here, that end.
Training at the Roar Academy is wrapping up. Today is the last day participants will paint walls, run electrical wires, and learn from union instructors.
Not real heavy, just go nice and straight, yep. Do the top, very good.
Next, they're off into the construction world.
I want to stand out, not just because I'm a woman, but because of my work quality and good work ethics.
Erica Davis has been with the program since February. Nicole Jefferson's company is providing the training.
What we are guaranteeing truly is an opportunity. What we're not guaranteeing is a job. They have to compete with one another to get it. We consider this like the American Idol of jobs.
Jefferson says graduates have already applied at the various union halls, hoping to be accepted.
We try to move them faster through the process than any other place because we have actually the people from the unions, so it speeds up the process.
If accepted into the union, participants become first-year apprentices. They'll be placed on a list. Then it's up to contractors to hire them.
There's a list of 100. Somebody's first, somebody's 100, right?
Ken Warner is the president of Unicon, a labor management group.
That guy, he may not work until next year, but the guys who are higher on the list because of their skills and experience and the things that they've done, they're going to get to work.
Warner says there's a good chance many of the graduates will get called to work on a job. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are 461 semi-skilled minorities working in Rochester. That's compared with 1,800 Caucasian workers. Warner says there's a reason for that.
People don't want to hire a black guy. People don't want to hire a Latino. It's just the reality of it. Now, they'll tell you that they will, and they'll tell you that they're going to, but the reality is that when it comes right down to it, there is still prejudice in this country that people don't want to face.
Warner says increasing the number of minorities working in the construction trades isn't going to happen overnight. But the pre-apprenticeship program is a start. He says one good thing about the school's modernization project is contractors have to hire minorities or lose the job.
Part of the worst thing that could happen in my mind would be they have graduates coming out of this program who sacrificed to do this, and then find out that, you know, they did it for nothing, for naught.
Brian Ruland sits on the board overseeing the school district's renovation project. He says he's concerned there may be more graduates than work on school buildings.
You know, we're going to be within the next 2-3 months, all 6 projects will be underway. We cannot accommodate 200 and some people into our programs.
Ruland says he's trying to get the University of Rochester or the Greater Rochester Regional Transportation Authority to hire some of the graduates to work on their projects. Meanwhile, Davis says she's not worried.
I don't let that discourage me at all. Any skill that I've obtained or learned here, I can always go out and utilize my skills, anything that I get from this program.
Now it's the waiting game. Carlette Claire, WXXI News.